The following is a paid commercial program from the Ulster County Department of Health. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly talk show exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is a community affairs presentation of the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health.
Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. I am your host, Dr. Carol Smith, Commissioner of Health for Ulster County. With me today is my co-host, Vin Martello, our Director of Community Health Relations. Hi, Vin.
Hi, Dr. Smith. How are you on this spring morning?
Fine, thank you.
Dr. Smith, today we're going to be talking about Medicare and updates to the Medicare Savings Program. And we have two great guests. They are Susan Copenhaver, who's director of the Ulster County Office for the Aging, and Eleanor Minsky, who's Medicare Savings Program Outreach Coordinator. Eleanor has been coordinator with the Office for the Aging and Medicare Counselor since 2012. And previously in her career, she was an attorney for 30 years practicing complex litigation and elder law. So welcome, Susan and Eleanor.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We're here.
So ladies, if you would, can you provide our listeners with a general overview of the Medicare program, when and why it came into being, how it's structured, who it serves, who qualifies, et cetera?
I will try to summarize that. It is a very complex program. For those of you who remember or as old as I am, it was founded along with Medicaid in 1965 by President Lyndon Johnson, and really to try to give people a better coverage for their health care and more financial security for the folks who needed it. People who work and pay taxes pay into the Medicare program. So when we get our pay stub, there's a little deduction there from Medicare. And when you turn 65, if you're not permanently disabled, because you can apply for Medicare if you become permanently disabled after 2 years, you can apply. You can apply for it if you're in need of health insurance. So if you're still working, for example, you can continue on your employer's health insurance if they offer it. But if you aren't, you can certainly become part of the Medicare program. It is, I would call it an entitlement program, because you are entitled to that money that you have put aside all those years as an employee that's deducted from your paycheck along with Social Security. So, it's very helpful for people who maybe aren't working or decide not to work anymore and take their Social Security, and then they have the guarantee that they'll be covered. Their health insurance and their health needs will be covered through the Medicare program. Medicare has several different parts to it. Medicare Part A is the program that would pay for your stay in a hospital or the first 20 days fully covered in a skilled nursing facility or in a certified home health agency. And Part A also pays for hospice and end-stage renal disease. So there are several programs that part of Medicare pays for. Everybody's who's on Medicare also is familiar with Part B. And Part B is an outpatient program that you would use to see your doctor in the community. You would go to a physical therapist. You would go to an occupational therapist. Part B requires that you copay. Part A does not when you're in those facilities that I mentioned before. There's Part C, which is the Advantage plans, correct?
Yes.
Eleanor, those
yes.
are the Advantage plans that we'll talk about in a moment. Part D is your drug plan. So in 2003, President Bush enacted the Medicare Part D plan, which covers some of your costs for the drug plans that you may be on, especially some of the more expensive ones. That too is a fairly complex program. I don't want to get into the huge details with that, but that was an additional program that was developed back then. Do you want me to go on to the to the kind of getting into the second question, Vin?
Yeah, you know, and that has to do with other services that are not directly maybe medical related, but behavioral health, dental, of course, which is medical, oral health care, right. Vision, and other types of preventative wellness services. Are they covered?
Well, interestingly, you put dental and vision in there, because the three things that really don't work so well on us as we age are our eyes, our teeth, and our hearing. And unfortunately, Medicare doesn't cover those services. But some of the Medicare Advantage programs that we'll talk about in a moment do cover those, as they realize that as folks age, those are things that they need help with. Behavioral health and skilled services that are given to you by a licensed practitioner, and I'm talking about people with MD or OD after their names, or people who are physical therapists and things like that, Medicare will cover that. Medicare does not pay for maintenance care, like having an aide come into your house and bathe you and dress you. Medicare does not pay for that. It is not considered skilled care unless it's under the auspices of a certified home health agency. You cannot do those things yourself, but you will get better as you rehab at home. So I just want to make sure that the listeners understand that Medicare is not an end-all, a be-all to end-all for healthcare. It is for skilled services. And once you are no longer considered skilled by Medicare, they will not cover you. The Medicare Advantage program may have some other options for people, because they're usually run by private insurance companies, but traditional Medicare has some guidelines that everybody has to follow. Behavioral health, you know, if you're being taken care of by somebody who has, who is a licensed practitioner, they're covered by things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, yeah. And you talked about how individuals pay into Medicare. But does that cover the entire cost, or does the government subsubsidize that? I'm almost sure they do, but I could be wrong.
Again, I had mentioned that Part A is part of our stay in a nursing home or a hospital or through a certified home health agency that's completely covered. But when we do things again through Part B, which is your outpatient, there will be a copay and a deductible for that program. Mm-hmm. That's what Eleanor is going to talk about with the Medicare savings.
And one more point, though, too, is that even though you pay for it throughout your working career and years, there is still a premium to be paid after you retire, correct?
Yep. You got it.
And is it reasonable, or what does that look like? What is the range?
Well,
I mean, that's a big question, right?
And your retirement income.
Yeah, depending on how much income you're having at retirement, or if you have an extra pension or whatever, you might be much better well off to pay for something like that than somebody else who maybe had a low income job, for instance, because I found out that Medicare's or the Social Security that you get, depending on when your tier comes up, is based on the highest salary that you ever made in the last 30 years. Mm-hmm. So depending on how high your salary was, that will be the basis of your Social Security, your monthly Social Security. And if that's not a lot of money, it's not a lot of money.
Right.
So, relying on Social Security for retirement is probably not a great idea these days, unfortunately.
Right. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't have supplementary savings and so
on.
So you talked about Medicare Advantage. I know that Ulster County offers that to a retiree. Can you talk a little bit about what an Advantage plan is and what kind of services it provides, how it's structured?
So that was a fairly recent, maybe in the 80s, Eleanor, what do you think? 80s, they started coming up with what you would probably consider an HMO, right? A health maintenance organization, who they quickly went into supporting a Medicare Advantage plan, which is Medicare paying a commercial insurance company to handle Medicare for private citizens. So that's really it in a nutshell. They're run through the commercial insurance companies, but You know, there are advantages and disadvantages. And then, like I said, I would love to have our Medicare specialist on here, Bob, to talk to you in more depth about it. But they have some advantages to that. They tend to be a little less expensive. They can afford to spread the risk along with everybody, and they might charge you less for your premium. But you also have to go to their particular doctors and their healthcare network. They don't allow you to cross state lines sometimes. They don't allow you to be in another network, or you're in another state or another country, whereas traditional Medicare is much more forgiving for things like that, right?
Yes, it can be a big problem if the particular plan that you have has a limited number of doctors, and there are all these advertisements now to come to this plan or that plan, but it may be that somebody's doctor is not part of that plan. And before anybody changes their plan or looks at a plan, they have to find out from their doctors if the doctor is part of that network. Whereas if they get original Medicare, just Part A, Part B, and Part D, which is your drug plan, and then they get a supplement, then they can go to any doctor, any facility, anywhere in the USA. So that is one of the big differences.
So does it tend, so does the insurance company, like say if it's a bit one of the big ones, do they include all the practitioners in their network, and, or only select ones, you know?
Only select ones.
Oh, that's not good.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
You know, that having a government plan cover you gives you more latitude with your providers. Might be a little bit more expensive, but your reach is wider. An Advantage plan might be cheaper, but you have to go within their own network.
I see. Well, I'm sure our listeners want to know a lot more about this and also the next segment, which talks about the Medicare Savings Program. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
Westchester Medical Center Health Network's new Health Alliance Hospital is open in Kingston at 105 Mary's Avenue. The new hospital delivers on WMC Health's commitment to provide access to advanced healthcare right here in this community. Our comfortable and welcoming new Health Alliance Hospital has highly skilled doctors, nurses, and staff. We are ready to make your healthcare experience the best it can be. Here are just a few of the services ready to take care of you and your loved ones when you need us. A new emergency department with 24/7 triage for behavioral health needs, life-saving advanced cardiology programs, family birth center, private rooms, precise imaging technology, critical care support. And later this year, our inpatient psychiatry program will be reestablished to complement existing emergency and outpatient programs. Go to hahv.org for information. That's hahv.org.
And now, Healthy Ulster continues. This is a weekly presentation of the Ulster County Department of Health on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.
Welcome back. You are listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. With us today are our special guests, Susan Copenhaver, who's director of the Ulster County Office for the Aging, and Eleanor Minsky, who is Medicare Savings Program Outreach Coordinator, working with Susan in the Office for Aging. Before the break, we were talking about Medicare in general, and we did say that we would give some more information regarding the Medicare Advantage Plan and Savings Plan, rather. Would you like to give us more information about that, please, Eleanor?
Sure, I'd love to. And thank you for inviting us to speak to everyone over the airwaves here. As Sue mentioned, she mentioned that there's Part A and then Part B, and B is the medical side of Medicare. And all of us pay a premium to be part of the Part B. And it comes right off the top of Social Security. And most people don't even know that they don't get their full amount, and that the is that the
premium
is deducted. And it changes every year. This year, it's a little bit less than it was last year. This year, it's $164.90, which is a hefty amount of money for people with low incomes. So what I want to tell you about is a program called the Medicare Savings Program that helps a person with a lower income to get back that $164.90. In addition, when you are a member of the Medicare savings program, automatically you become eligible for another program called Extra Help. And that's a program run by Social Security. And what that is a program that helps you with your Part D prescription drug program, helps with paying the premium up to the benchmark amount, which this year is around $32. That means if you have a premium for your Part D drug program, Extra Help will pay it, pay the whole premium up to that benchmark amount. And there are a number of Part D programs that come under that amount. So the whole premium would be paid. In addition, when you go to the drugstore and you pay your co-pays, this is where it really helps, because Extra Help will pay for like a tier 3 or a tier 4 medication. It will pay most of the co-pay, and the patient just pays up to $9 for the most expensive drug, such as an inhaler or eye drops. Many drugs, name drugs, brand drugs come under that, and they'll only pay about $9. So this program is very powerful. And this year, we were all astounded when the program allowed people making more money to be part of this program. I mean, every year it might go up. Oh, well, somebody making about $20 or $30 more could be part of this program. This year, they went up over $500 for a single person, over $700 for a married couple. I'll give you the actual figures. The actual figures are, if you are an individual and you make under $2,280 a month.
That's all of your income.
That's all of your income, your Social Security, your retirement income.
Maybe you have a pension.
A pension, an annuity. If you have an Airbnb and you get money, right, or a tenant, or any one of all of these things classified as income, it will be counted. But your assets in New York will not be counted. That's your money in the bank, or you have some kind of stocks or whatever. That will not be covered. It's only income that is covered. But it's up to $2,280 a month. And if you're a couple, it's $3,077. Now, that is a big jump from what it was last year. Last year, it was about $1,500 if you were single. I mean,
for the government, that's a huge jump.
Huge jump. And it's wonderful. So the people who are listening who thought they couldn't take advantage of this program, because I talked to a lot of people who were $20 over income, $50 over income, $7 over income, and got rejected. Now they are able to be part of this and get back that $164.90 every single month.
Eleanor, are you automatically put into the program if you qualify, or do you have to apply for it?
You have to apply for it, but it's a one-page application. Now, that is very unusual
for the government.
For the government. But it's one page, and the questions are not complicated. The complicated part, of course, is going to be your income. But for most people, and I speak to a lot of people that only have Social Security as their income, everybody that's on Social Security gets a big, long, white statement at the end of the year around December, and it will tell them what they're going to get the following year. So everybody waits for that. They're excited. They want to see how much more they're going to get next year. And the top line of that white, big white sheet will tell them what their gross amount monthly will be. And that's what they have to look at to see if it's going to be under $2,280 or $3,077 for the couple. And if it is, then they should pick up their phone and call us, and we'll repeat this number a number of times, but it's 845-340-3579. And that's our Medicare helpline. And you call and you say, I want to be on the Medicare Savings Program. And I want to talk to that lady with the funny accent.
The funny Boston accent.
Funny Boston accent. I think her name is Eleanor.
Hey, I was just in Boston. My daughter's going to school at Tufts University.
And I will fill out with them the application on the phone. And they also, of course, the government likes, you know, to have the backup. And so there's about five items that they have to provide with the one-page application. And it's simple. It's things like a photocopy of the front and back of your Medicare card, your proof of income, that Social Security statement mm-hmm. that I mentioned. Mm-hmm. If it's somebody that's self-employed, usually they're going to want the tax return so they can look at that and see what the income really is. Mm-hmm. If they have health insurance premiums, just the medical, not the drug, right. just the medical premium for something that they pay for, like a supplement, then they have to have proof of that. That is the only item that can be deducted from their income. Lower their monthly income so that they mm-hmm. may be eligible for the Medicare Savings Program.
Sounds good. I just wanted to say that we have a very short amount of time left, and I know we want to jump over to Susan to tell us, to just give us a quick update on some of the services.
What I'd like to do, because there's mm-hmm. so many things that we offer from the Office mm-hmm. for Aging, but if you mm-hmm. have questions, you need to call our line, which is 845-340-3579 for Medicare, and then 340-3456 for general information. We have lots of stuff to offer our seniors. But Eleanor, real quick, what are those dates that we're doing for this group help for Medicare Savings Plan? I know there's one in May and one in June. Do you remember?
May 22nd at 2 p.m., June 19th at 2 p.m. And that's so people can come, a small group of people can come into the office and be in person with us, and I can look over.
We can lead everybody's
application
through,
and lead them through, because that's been one of the drawbacks. One of the problems is giving someone a piece of paper, even the application filled out, and have them worry about whether the
whether they can get the other stuff. We can lead them through it a lot easier.
Lead them through it in a workshop setting.
Sounds good. And in the unlikely event that
this year.
And in the unlikely event that you're a Boston Red Sox fan, Eleanor will spend
extra time. Oh, boy. I asked my husband if I could come to New York.
But unfortunately, we are...
baseball team to support?
Well, unfortunately, ladies, we are very much out of time. So thank you so much for the great work that you and your colleagues do. And please visit Eleanor and Susan at the Office for the Aging.
Please.
And also go online. And that's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week.
Thanks, Ben, and Dr. Smith.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show from the Ulster County Department of Health. This program is a weekly community affairs presentation sponsored by the Emergency Department at Health Alliance Hospital in Kingston, a member of WMC Health. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next weekend.